In my New York studios this morning is Lisa Rae McCoy. She's starring in Married But Single. She's performing in Brooklyn this weekend. What's up, Lisa Rae?
Hi, good morning. How are you? Looking all bright, nice, and are you tanned from the cruise? I could be mad with you.
Okay.
I didn't go this year. I was supposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm going to catch you next year, for real.
For real.
For real.
For real.
Were you already on the road with Married But Single when we were on the cruise?
I was. Yeah. I am. Yeah. I had a little break in between there, but, you know.
What is Married But Single all about?
Married But Single. The title says it all. The title is that. People that are married but perhaps get that little itch. You know how you hear that 7-year itch, but sometimes it can come a year into the relationship or a month, or you just want to be single when you see somebody cross your path and go, I can have her. And then you go, oh, yeah, that's right, I'm married. You know? Or people that want to be married so bad and don't know what the commitment is all about.
Uh-huh.
Or people that's just single in a relationship and don't really want to commit, so they have that roster of people on the side, you know? We have different scenarios of different kind of characters up here that shows that what marriage and love is all about.
And did you write this?
No, I didn't write it. Are you implying that I could have wrote, Married But Single, you know?
I am not implying.
I know I haven't done it right, but you know what I mean? I'm trying.
Which do you like, being married or being single? Which do you like best?
Being married.
Like being married?
Why?
Yeah. I like to fight this thing called life with a life partner. It has to be easier, you know? Definitely getting more seasoned and mature in my age. I like to be able to know who I'm going home to and know that person, like have a foundation of a friendship, you know? I want to be able to, you know, build with someone.
Do you have a potential life partner right now?
You will get married again, right?
I can't wait to get married again. You know, hopefully this time I will do it right.
You take an application?
Is he already in
your
life?
I'm ready to get on Tinder.
Oh, you about ready to get on Tinder?
What you say?
Okay.
I am looking for love. I'm like Joni Wiley.
I'm not sure if Tinder's the place, but okay.
You swiping? I don't know now.
Are you swiping?
I don't know. Let me tell you, I got about 2 or 3 girlfriends that went on Tinder. One is engaged now as of last week. One just met somebody. Someone just met someone here. Now, I know that I can't really get on Tinder, but I was thinking about maybe just showing my eyes. I don't know. A booty cheek or something. These girls is coming up now, you know?
Yeah,
what type are you looking for?
Almost like what I had, actually.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Describe.
Meaning very... we know that. Successful.
You like to say successful. Okay.
Absolutely, I'm successful. Yeah. You know? So I tell you this, though. I did try to date lower.
Uh-huh.
Date down.
My standards. And yep, thank you. That's the more politically correct way.
Date down.
Thanks, Jay. But I tried to date down, and it didn't work because... his expectations of what I wanted, he felt like he had to always do more, and he couldn't do enough. And it wasn't about that. But also, we weren't compatible. You know, when we go for a trip, his idea of a trip for a week was staying in an all-inclusive hotel where the food was watered down and the drinks was watered down. I was like,
well, that's all I could afford.
Exactly.
That's what he could afford.
And that's my point, exactly.
But, oh, okay.
That's
you know what I mean?
And
I don't mind going somewhere on the weekend and just, you know, grunging it, but also when I go, I want to be able to go the way that I'm used to going.
See, we just had a conversation about Jaheim's new song, Struggle Love, and that's what he's talking about. The loving was better when he was struggling.
See, I don't mind being with someone and we go through the struggle and we build together. I don't mind that at all, but we're not going to come together because I'm not going to bring my old baggage to someone. I'm trying to be the best person that I can be for him and for me. So I don't think that's fair to just come and be weight a person down with everything. You're going to have some struggles, but not just I'm going to come like, hey, you got to take care of my mama, my daughter, I ain't got no job.
Because you got
now.
That.
That's too much. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I'm coming to the table. Matter of fact, I bought the table.
Do
you have a look? Do you have a look?
Do you have a look? Does he have to be fit?
Black,
does
white?
He have to,
no,
he
I don't
be black,
black white?
White?
No, I'm not looking for, I'm just looking for someone to be able to love me, a God-fearing man that's generous, that's about family, that's going to love me, you know what I mean? For me, without all the
age
hair
cap?
And the makeup. I'm not a cougar, really, you know? So maybe the lowest is 45.
Ish.
40, 50. No, more,
40,
little,
50-ish.
More older than 40 now.
Is there a weight cap?
Yeah,
I don't want him to be heavy. Said, you know, you saw what I did to my ex-husband now. He has to be, I'm fit. I want him to be healthy. I want him to be around because, listen, I'm almost 50. I'll be 50 next year. So I want him to be able to run and jump and skip still. How many more years do we have to be able to do that before we say, you know, we got grandkids and we got to start babysitting and stuff?
So
I don't care about a little bit of stomach. You know, I don't have one, but, you know.
Any crushes with your co-stars? Any little, you know,
Girl,
winking,
ask me a real question.
No. Really? No. Nothing?
Uh-uh. I don't have no crushes on anybody. I can't even find someone that is, I don't know, that's compatible right now, that's there and that not taken, you know?
That's
There's not
the
a
key.
Lot of us successful men that are out there that's not taken.
Yeah.
And you won't settle for the taken, right? That's at the okay.
No.
The
Look, been there, done that, too.
do you have the broken windows and slashed tires?
Girl, wait for the book. Wait for the book. It's coming soon.
Off mic. Lisa Ray was talking about what's going on now with these strippers. What did you say?
I said, can I say it?
Yeah, you can say
it. I said strippers coming up and hoes is winning. That's what it is. You know, everybody want to be Insta famous on Instagram. You know, that's our competition now. You know. The company's asking me, how many followers do you have? It's like, doesn't matter. I'm still me, you know? But it matters, you know? And I just don't know. That's just making it worse or better, or it's a trend. When is it going to be over? What's happening here? I don't know.
Strippers on the come up.
Came up.
I think that's another play for you, Lisa Ray.
You better copyright that. That's going to be a song in a minute. Keep on.
A song,
I'm telling you,
a play, a book.
I got a whole lot
a
in
TV
me,
show?
Too. No, I've been around for a while now. You know, I've been at this thing for a minute. No.
Will we see you on TV anytime soon?
I am going to get back to doing what I'm doing. Right now, I'm enjoying doing this play run on Married But Single. It's been really fun for me connecting with the audience in a whole different way than what
production.
I get a chance to do on TV.
Yeah.
And I get to do this, and I have a press run, and it's been fun.
Good for you.
Yeah. And it's a funny, hilarious play. It is.
And Jacarius Johnson, he does great work.
This is his 16th play, and I'm so glad to be a part of it. Yeah, wow. I have to say that I've seen others, but this one is the best. I'm not just saying it because I'm in it.
Lisa Ray McCoy, Clifton Powell, who's on the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carl Payne.
LaMaya Good, newcomer.
The Brooklyn performance schedule is Saturday, May 21st, and Sunday, May 22nd at the King's Theater in Flatbush Avenue.
That's right.
All right, Lisa
Ray.